welcome to Power Start Your Day with Dame Nicola Smith Jackson, helping everyday people to build their empire and win at life, money, and business. And now, here's your lifestyle, money, and business coach, Dame Nicola.
Family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. It's Dame Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, because he wants you to be successful. Yes, God does want you to win in life, money, and business. And we are continuing on the miracles, a life with miracles and money challenge. And I'm talking about making this your lifestyle. I wonder what would happen if you truly gave God the keys to your life, money, and business. He's given us some specific instructions that really goes against what we've been doing with the three that we discussed, our life, money, and business. And I'm going to share with you that our belief systems that we have been accustomed to with the world right now, this new economy has totally revealed it, that we need some help with money and business. And I want us to go to the book of Matthew, chapter 25, and we're going to start at verse 14. Here is the parable of the talents. You might be familiar with it, but I want you to really meditate on this as we read it together for today's time. And ask yourself, is my belief systems in alignment with what God has told us or not? And if it were, where would I be? The beautiful thing about it is all you can do is change the way you think, change what you do, and changes will come. Let's go to the Lord together. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today because today is the day you've made, and we're glad, rejoice. We're here in the land of living. Heavenly Father, we're coming here in full submission to you. Might seem like it's taken us a long time to get here. For some of us, it's been decades. For some of us, it's been a lifetime. That's why we are so grateful for your grace and your mercy, as we are turning not only our minds, but our hearts to you. And you said that wherever our heart is, our treasure will be also. So we want to take in this word, and we would like to see and experience a life with miracles and money. We know that we must participate in our success. We thank you for your word that you left with us, your parables, earthly stories about heavenly truths, that we can unlock the keys to immense wealth in this season. We honor you and we bless you. And seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, amen. Let's open up, because we're going to be talking this week about money. And actually, you're probably going to have a review of some of our past episodes that we've discussed. And sometimes, you know, when you're learning something, I don't think you could ever overlearn about money. Whatever the currency is, this applies to whatever country you are in, whether it's a dollar, a yen, a euro, whether now we can consider it in the moment, it's going to be a universal currency, cryptocurrency, that no matter what state, city, country you're in, you would be able to now have decentralized money. And for many, it will be considered out of reach, some of the ones that are happening now. But just trust me, more importantly, trust God. He knew that this would be at this time, and I don't want you to ever forget that. I don't want you to ever forget that cryptocurrency might be new to us, but it's not new to God. I don't want you to ever forget that the stock market or exchanges are new to God. It might be new to you. So if you tap into what God says about it, you can get on point. So let's go to Matthew 25, and we're going to start at verse 14. And I'm going to read until the Holy Spirit says stop. Would you read along with me? For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To each according to his own ability, and immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug it in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I've gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Also, who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look there, you have what is yours. But his Lord answered to him, you wicked and lazy servant. You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, when what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, I read to you a passage that showed you a few things. And one, it gave very clear instructions. God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. So he said in the back in Genesis, we got to be fruitful and multiply. You want to see miracles with money? He looked here and he gave all according to their ability. So some people who have less might think they're less, but it's what you do with it that makes the difference. Now, God trusted one with five talents, one with two, and they both went and did the same thing and got the same response from God. They went and traded it and doubled it. I've trained Rule of 72 many times with Power Start Your Day. And if it's new, if you've never heard it before, it's a rule that you want to be paying attention to that works for the positive and the negative, no matter who's using it. It's a rule that says, listen, start off saying, hey, if you could at least get about 7.2% interest added to your money, it will double in 10 years. So basically, any percentage that of interest that you get added to your money, that money will double in 10 years. But guess what happens? That rule does not stop for those who are in heavy debt, who now they have debt that has interest on it versus an investment with interest on it. What you owe double in that amount of years too. So literally, if you pay attention, the ones who went and traded their money made more money. And the one who went and deposited pretty much with the banker going, dig up and give the money to the rich people because they don't know what to do with money, but they're still expecting miracles. Remember, miracle is definitely when, one, first you got to identify, do I want it? Do I want something drastically different to happen in a particular area? And am I going to take full responsibility and do all I can? So I can receive a miracle. If we ignore the rules of money, we've tied God's hands. The rules were set before we got here. Think about, when was the book of Matthew written? How long ago was this parable told? And look how far we've come in time, but how far behind so many are with money. Now, how much money have you received that we did not apply the rule of 72? As a matter of fact, our belief systems have us where we're kind of afraid. We're not afraid to spend or to consume, but we're afraid to invest or to grow money. We are miscounting the risks. Instant gratification is against the rules of money. It's against the rules. That quick exchange, or even the mindset that as soon as I do one thing, I get my reward in exchange immediately. That's why even now, when it comes down to even trading, where people are now thinking like, okay, I'm going to do these day trading, and I see many of them get burnt. They don't want to tell you when they're getting burnt because you can't time the market, but over time, the market will prevail with the right investment. But my question to you, if you want to see a miracle with money, money has to go in the atmosphere where it grows. like any other seed that you're expecting fruit from. Like any other seed that you're expecting fruit from. If you keep a seed in your hand and never put it in the ground, your hand is not the atmosphere for it to grow. So holding on to a seed will never produce fruit. Ecclesiastes 11, 1 through 2 tells us again, shift the seed, shift your grain across sea. It's saying everything says that we must put the seed in. If God tells us, okay, think like a farmer, be fruitful in order to multiply. That's not going to happen without any seed going in the ground. So my question before we even can talk about money is, where is your seed? Is it in the bank? If we're applying the rule of 72, and I want you to go and I need you to look at your checking accounts, I need you to look at your savings accounts, and I need you to say to yourself, write down how much interest are you getting? And someone may say, I put my money in a savings account and I am getting 1.5% on my money. If you divide 72 by 1.5, this is a rule, it's going to be 48 years before that money doubles. So that means if you got $500 in it, it's going to double to $1,000 in 48 years. There's some accounts that have no interest bearing, but they definitely have fees. Fees just to have the account, fees to do anything with the account, fees if you write a bad check on the account. I think that this is going to make it much simpler in the idea of, we can never overlearn about money. And some people feel like it's uncomfortable to discuss it. Why? Where did you get that from, that it should be uncomfortable to talk about money? See, it came from somewhere, but you need to identify where, because the more you talk about anything is the more you have a higher level of understanding of it. The less you talk about it is the less understanding you have of it, because you don't get to clarify or work through your thoughts that may be right, may be wrong. How would you learn about anything without talking about it? So much so that in our households, the biggest breakdowns is when a person feels they don't understand money and one person does, or when we talk about money, it's so uncomfortable. How can we take our families to the next level? How can we have a life with miracles and money and we don't want to talk about it? But we can talk about each other. We can talk about what's wrong, but we don't want to talk about how to make things right. The transfer of wealth was very clear that it's going to happen according to your ability. It's not happenstance that the money may or may not be coming your way. Because Deuteronomy 8 and 18 tells us, who gives us the ability to gain wealth. We never need to forget it. And what some people say, well, why is it that the people who don't even like God, who say don't even call God, they have a lot of money? Not all of them. If you want the blessings to be added to you without the sorrow, you need to get on Team Kingdom with money. Follow those rules. I want to ask you today as we open up, because you're going to be hearing some review of some things we've talked about with money as God is pulling me away. I told you I'd be with you as long as he told me to, and I'll be just only fulfilling some prior responsibilities or commitments, and then I am going away with God, my family, so he can do whatever he wants to do. Let him have his way. Let's talk, if you want to, only if you want to ask a question about money. And if I don't know the answer, I'm going to say, I don't know. But if I do, I'll share. Do you have one you want to ask? Because I'm going to tell you, like any other transformation, we think it starts from the outside in when it's the inside out. When you can go back and reflect with yourself, not to stay in dismay, but just so that you don't keep repeating the same things in this season, I am warning. You got to get the word out. I'm warning you. Everything that's been concealed is going to be revealed. And how you handle your life, money, and business in this season, the fruit will only multiply after its own kind. So you can start getting some seed in the ground and let's make some changes together. I'm not hearing this type of conversation often. I'm seeing people going as business as usual, and it's not business as usual. It's not, family. This is your opportunity for the biggest come up of your entire family's history. Here going forward is going to make a huge difference. You go back to Matthew yourself and read it. And say, I need to plug in. I'm going to open up the call for a few people. We're going to start with 503-0853. What's your question? Good morning. God bless you. Good morning.
Hey, great morning. Great morning. How are you?
I'm amazing. I'm amazing, Queen. I am so good. How are you?
That is so great to hear. I'm wonderful. It's Talonda Newborn from Portland, Oregon. I have been on the calls for years now, and I tell you what, I am so excited. I thank you so much for reading that that passage to us this morning. And usually you ask us if we have any questions. And for me, God's word is so clear that he answers it all. So please know that I'm here, and I always, like I said, I really appreciate you sharing your wisdom with us. But as you guided us through that, all of my questions this morning were answered, and I'm just really excited for what is to come, not only for myself, but for you and everyone else that truly has an ear to hear what the Lord is saying to us all in this season. So I'm excited for your journey and what's to come and how you're going to share it with all of us as the Lord continues to work in and through you. So just stay inspired, and I love you guys all. And again, just thank you so much for this morning. It truly blessed me. So thank you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Londa. And just to think, right along with it, you know, God's word is intertwined together, and he always says seek wise counsel, right? So we don't want to go, and I'm not telling people, oh, go and buy Bitcoin, go buy Ethereum, go buy what have you, if you don't have other foundations in place. Everything decently and in order. The word tells us that let us let the word guide us through the season that's dark for others, where we will become the light. 612 last 43963. Good morning. God bless you. Good morning. What's your question?
Good morning, Dame Nicola. This is Deja from Minneapolis.
Good morning.
My question is, I'm wonderful, thank you. How are you?
I am amazing.
Awesome. My question is, so my history has been, I've just been really irresponsible and reckless with my finances. I worked all the time, so I always had cash flow and had businesses. And when I got into this business, I got into it and I was prepared to just like push forward, and I was really convicted about not reproducing my very reckless money habits. And so where's like the first place that I really need to stand in to transform that? Like just to have an anchor in, this is what I need to do. Because now I have really bad habits for 45 years, and I need to own that and stand in a space to not get into this, that, and the other. Because I have a really high risk tolerance because God has been graceful with me. And I know that I have to transform that. So where, what mind space or what can I stand in to like really stay anchored in that? Because it's easy to get distracted.
I love the language that you're using, which tells me that you've already gotten to the first step of acknowledgement and ownership. Okay. Awareness is the first step. Okay. So just, I want to congratulate you there, because there are many people who they'll say, I know I need to do better with money, but they don't own it. There are people who won't acknowledge that God has been graceful and that it's time to stop playing with it. You have come such a far way, much further than you would ever think. I'm one that spends very, very, very much time in listening. And your choice words of even anchoring, saying, I want this to be my new norm. I want this to be automatic for me. I don't want this to be something I have to think about. It's just someone who I am, and I know how to, if I go down that wrong path, I need something to pull me back. The first thing that you want to do is create those affirmations on the antonyms of reckless and irresponsible.
Okay.
It's the opposite of that. Go look up the word, look up antonym of reckless and irresponsible, and now you create your affirmation of what you're going to be, the words that resonate with you, because there are going to be a few antonyms that are going to show up. And you have to use language that you will surrender to.
Okay, got it.
Does that make sense? That's the first step. The next step is, now you need to really go and face the truth. Specifically, where were you reckless and irresponsible? And then now ask yourself why. And listen for the truth.
Okay.
Many a times we don't ask ourselves, we ask others, right? So ask yourself why. If I was making these types of purchases, or I did these types of things with money, why? What was I doing at that moment? What was my rationale? There was, because everyone does or purchases most times out of emotion and back it with logic. So that means you felt some sort of way when you made that money move, and then you tried to justify it with something behind it.
Facts.
Of course I know. See, these are places where I am very highly skilled. And I know, I watch human behavior. God has had me. My mom used to call me nosy. I was like this from a kid. My mom used to call me nosy. She said, stop looking in grown people's face like that. She said, I was a little kid and I would look up in grown people's face while they talking. And do you know, I could remember most of my mom's friends, and I remember their personalities. I was a kid. I could remember their voices. And I even look back at them and I know who was in trouble, and they were hanging around folks who had no clue, which is the next thing, is you need to get in atmospheres where people have the right thought processes around money. That's one of the reasons I created Pink Millionaire Club. And, you know, because I realized that I was in atmospheres where there was a lot of money flowing, but people still didn't have the right mindset around it.
Right. That has been my issue.
A lot of money flowing, and then people start hanging around folks who look like they're getting the money, and they're forgetting mm-hmm. about that there should be other things as to how you choose your crew, like character, like other right. things, you know what I mean? Like priorities.
Yeah.
Like likeness of, are they going where you want to be? Maybe they got more money, or maybe they have money like you want, but is their life heading in a direction you want your life to head in? Most people don't ask themselves those questions because there's some emotional blocks or things that they have not dealt with. They want mm-hmm. significance, so they want to hang around folks that look like they're significant, just so their face is in a selfie with them.
Right.
Be careful. I want you to review those things first. And then come
okay.
back. And
okay.
then come back. Create the affirmation. Take a look at where you were reckless and irresponsible. Identify. I've trained on the emotional scale several times. Identify where were you in that emotional scale, why you took that action, and what logic or excuse did you give as a result of it? Watch God deal with you in such a miraculous way. And then come back.
Okay.
If you're in the Power Moves
okay.
tribe, and then we can go to the next step. You see? Because we got to do everything in decency and order. We got to go to the source of it before we can really
yeah.
find a solution.
Okay, got it.
That was an awesome question. Good morning. God bless you. 480, last 47725. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Dane, Dr. Nicola Smith-Jackson. This is Jason out of Phoenix, Arizona. How are you doing this morning, Queen?
Hi, good morning, King. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. First of all, I got to give it back to you, and I want to thank you so much for all the time that you have surrendered to really build and develop everybody that listens to you and talks to you. And just the wisdom that you have, I really, really, really cherish it. And I hate to see you go away. If I knew your address, I'd probably park outside with a notepad every day, giving you breakfast.
Okay. I think Mr. Jackson will take care of that and my sons and everybody. But God is definitely going to be working on me. He's saying that. And I feel the pull. And it's been happening for a while. And I'm trying to say, oh, but they're going to be. And obviously, he created you guys. You'll be okay. I have to do this. And there's certain other commitments that I have to fulfill, God willing. But I'm going to do what he says. And I'm going to go quiet. And I'm going to, you'll have some. We'll make sure you guys have. We've talked about some things. We'll make sure that you have some things to listen on and chew on, but I got to do it. And if I may or may not be on video, I don't know, but I'm going to follow what he's saying. I can't ignore it. So what's the question, if you have one?
Yes, I do. I do have a question, and I completely agree and understand what's going on. And I'm not a stalker, by the way, just so I can get that out there.
Oh, no, I know that, baby. You're good. What's going on?
But I put a post out the other day, and I said, it's time for me to quit playing around and go for everything that God has for me, right?
Okay.
The first person that responded was my daughter, and she said, go get it, Dad. And that hit me core of my heart, because I did not even realize, like, I realized that they watch me and everything. But the fact that she said that, she realizes exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do specifically with finances and investing into my business as well as into a personal finances.
Mm-hmm.
My only question that I battle with is, for example, if I am, say, $2,000 in debt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to invest money into my business.
Mm-hmm.
And say if I get a $3,000 check, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do I put money into my business first, or do I pay off the debt first?
Okay, so let me ask you this question. I'm going to answer the question with a question. When we start talking about money, many a times it's simple math.
Mm-hmm.
So you got $2,000 in debt. And You can go and you do your own math on what percentage is that debt accruing at.
Right.
I started off at the top of the show with that, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you start to say, okay, this is going to double or grow at this rate, meaning I'm going to owe it, right? It works the same way, right? The person who loaned you the money is moving in their direction at that rate. And you who borrowed mm-hmm. The money is moving away from you at that same rate. Is that am I clear
mm-hmm.
so far?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So now, if you have $3,000, do you put the $3,000 where it can double faster, so that now you can go and pay off this thing, or would you now pay $2,000, only leaving yourself with $1,000? When the $1,000, obviously, with the scientific formula of momentum, is not going to go as far or fast as the $3,000. Did you hear that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now,
mm-hmm.
the next thing you got to say is the wrong investment can mess this all the way up.
Mm.
That's why you
yes.
want to seek wise counsel. Your question now you ask is, because I've heard people say, I invest in my business, but are you investing in the business where it will become the most profitable? Or do you know what your key performance indicators are in your business? Meaning, that's called KPI, your key performance indicators. Do you know what makes the most money in your business?
Yes.
You can go back and look at whenever you've earned money, your business,
mm-hmm.
and say, this mm-hmm. works, this didn't work that well. This worked, that doesn't work that well. Does that make sense? Most people don't look at when they're going to
yes.
put money in place. They bet on the wrong horse sometimes.
Mm. Okay.
They put their money in where other people say it does super great. Well, what data do you have to support that?
Mm.
For you. What data do you have to support that? So what I need you to do is identify, and we're going a little bit deeper. Because we're going to be talking about this when we talk about business, and I don't know if God's going to have me bring this here or is it going to be only in the academy. I don't know. But what I'm sharing with you is many people, they don't go through the process and don't know their numbers.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking the language of money, goals, profits, it's numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Not opinion anymore. Most people build their businesses based off of opinion versus numbers. That's why when I make certain decisions and I pull back on certain things and I'll tell a person, this isn't profitable. I see some people cringe and think like it's offensive. No, it's not profitable. It's business. It's not profitable, so there's no way I can keep putting seed to grow weed. You have to look at what's most profitable in my business. What are the key performance indicators? What are the actions that make the most money? And how can I invest there to grow it? You find out some things that works with you in your business, and you put money behind it to expand it or to grow it. You go do that, and then you come back after that step. And then now it's probably going to boil down to about two or three things. And now you're going to look and say, let's say if I'm investing in ads. And you say, well, I've tried Facebook ads. It hasn't really worked. That doesn't mean that it doesn't work. It means that it needs to be calibrated differently. But are there some places that you could have put some money where – you hadn't before, like somebody who has your ideal client? Have you partnered with that person or maybe put an ad with that person or have offered that person money to hand over your ideal client? I used to give money to people from a referral standpoint that took so much work off my hand. They did the selling for me, and they handed over my ideal client, and I gave them referral fees.
Mm.
That was more of a surefire way than me when I didn't understand Facebook ads at the time. I didn't understand it. I would rather have a conversation and build a relationship with somebody who has my client. And even let them know, rather than me giving the Facebook ads, I'd rather give it to you because we can help each other. Called collaboration. That's how you build a network. For those who are in network marketing who never focus on building a network, they only focus on customer or business acquisition. You build a network, you put money in networks, money will come to you. That's always hanging true. And that will always work. Someone else singing your praises and tell someone that's the only person you need to go to might be a place you put some money in, but obviously you got to diversify it. You put some here, you put some there. It's called testing. They do split testing all the time. You put some here, you put some there, and then whatever works, you put more behind it. That's a simple principle. I hear some money miracles happening right now. And guys, I love you. God bless you. Go back and listen to this because I know there's some people, there's more questions now. We got to end. We got to end the call because we want people to go back and listen to the end. This was so powerful. You guys are amazing. And I am so excited for the miracles that are going to be happening with your life, money, and business. And I'm excited what God is doing. Have a blessed
day. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.